That's the last thing these guys need. I mean, they were in, you know, they were out there in Adventureland. They don't want to come back to a boring, oh, we just want to sing some song, go to church. No, they're looking for the adventure. Are you looking for the adventure, or are you looking for being bored? Don't answer me, answer him. Now, because you'll be polite and say, oh, no, pastor, we wanted the adventure. And you're lying to yourself and lying to me, but you can't lie to God. You know, do you want the adventure? See, there was something in me during that season in 1980 when I was at the crossroads where I had to choose, Lord, do I want your will? No matter what it looks like, yes. Do you want God's will? Because he is looking for a people. Hebrews 10:38, that my righteous people shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Well, the opposite is true. The soul that is doing the opposite of shrinking back, but pressing in, God has great pleasure in you. It's like, wow. Because we're living for his pleasure. Okay, Lord, it's going to give you pleasure for me to stand on that stupid box and preach to all of these crowds. Are you happy? Oh, yeah, this is great. Well, I'm glad at least one of us is enjoying this moment. But the reason he was having pleasure is because he knew what would happen to me on the third day, and then he knew what the rest of my life would look like because fear was broken out of my soul. Amen. Amen. That's what gave him pleasure. He didn't have pleasure in my agony like some kind of a nasty, sadistic, evil creature. What he had pleasure in is, I know that this is a painful moment for you, but I'm rejoicing in what your life will be like and the people you'll be able to influence. And I can't tell you how many thousands of people have thanked me. And so often, what they thank me for is my obedience. Brother, thank you for your obedience. Thank you for your faithfulness. And I know that's a buzzword from God to me. About moments like that, that I chose to obey. Thank you for your obedience. Because you obeyed there. This stuff that you brought to my life and changed my life. Thank you for your obedience. I cannot tell you how many thousands of people over these now, I don't know, 30 odd years have said to me, thank you for your obedience. Because I know when people get something out of my life, it's because of what Jesus is doing in me and through me. The teaching gift, the ability to articulate, the ability to communicate. This is his gift in me, and I know that because if I hadn't said yes and in times earlier than that in the call of the Lord on my life, none of this would be, this would be something that would be written in heaven that I would have stood before the Lord and he would have said, this is who you would have been. This is who you could have been. And I would see moments like this with you and the hundreds, thousands of moments that we've had in our life. None of that would have existed except it would have been a scroll in heaven and the Lord would have said, Howard, this is who you would have been. But this is who I am. I don't want anybody to ever be standing before the Lord and the Lord say to you, this is who you could have been. So this is a good place for us to repent. A good place to say, Lord, I don't want to stand before you with a, this is who you could have been over my life. I'll go through the pain. I'll fight the battle. I'll get on my soapbox. I'll do what you're telling me to do. Because I tell you, if Jesus is calling you to do it, it's for your good eventually and ultimately as he transforms you and imparts things into you that are beyond your imagination. They're beyond your imagination. Believe me, I didn't see an international traveling ministries when I was on my face terrorized. The only thing I saw was obeying, getting on that box. So God wants to have pleasure in you. He wants this building to be a place of his pleasure. He wants your spirit, your mind, your heart, your behavior to be a place of his pleasure. And I tell you what, there is nothing like feeling the pleasure of God. Oh, my Lord. I can talk to you about joy indescribable, but until you taste it, whoa. Because it's not a theological concept. Listen to me. It is not a theological concept. It is a realm of reality that you step into. The pleasure of God. Behold my Son, in whom I am well pleased. Can you imagine the joy that Jesus was walking around in? The night before he was betrayed, he said to his disciples, "My joy I give you." Because he was in the realm of the pleasure of God. Do you want to live in the realm of the pleasure of God? Well, this some of what I'm sharing with you is the path that you're not shrinking back. We are not those who shrink back to destruction, but of those who have faith to the preserving of our souls and to bringing pleasure to God. May we be a people who bring pleasure to God. Father, I thank you for this church. I thank you for the new leadership that is here. I thank you for missionaries with a call to the nations. Lord, bringing that evangelistic fervor to this congregation. And I pray for the members here, Abba, that our faith would rise up. Our desire to please you would rise up. Our desire to obey you would overcome our resistance and our reluctance and the demons that want to stop us from obeying. The spirit of fear or unbelief or anxiety or worry or what if and I don't like this and I don't like all of that. You know, that evil cowboy that wants to invade each of our lives. And something I pray, my God, would rise up inside of us and say to that evil creature, this life is not big enough for both of us. I'm not leaving. Get out. I'm going to obey the will of God and bring pleasure to my Father and experience what God has designed.